Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So, a major world news event yesterday. We'll touch on it very quickly because it doesn't affect South Africa too deeply or at all. But Donald Trump is in court and was arrested, which is, you know, for a president of the United States of America to be arrested is actually, like, I know we live in a post-COVID world where up is down the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's actually a little wild.
Vasi mugshot. I just want to see the mugshot.
I think everyone wants to. But yeah, and Rob, so what you're saying in terms of it doesn't affect us, no, not for now, but I'm going to come back to that in the context of Trump is hoping to stand for president again next year. Mm. But perhaps if we just explain for South Africans, because we're using terms based on the American law, like indictment, arraignment, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's been criminally charged.
Yes.
That's perhaps the first thing to clarify, that these are criminal charges. And he's facing 34 felony counts, which are essentially very serious criminal charges related to falsifying business records.
Yes.
Because I think one can easily get distracted here with, I mean, this story features porn stars and hush money and all kinds of things in terms of what is actually at stake.
At the end of the day, right, he paid a porn star to keep quiet about their relationship. That's not illegal. It's not illegal to see someone outside of your marriage. It's not illegal to pay them to shut up, whatever, whatever. None of that is the issue. The thing is, he got his lawyer to pay this person and then reimbursed his lawyer with funds from his political campaign. And now the law in America is very clear about, if I ask 10,000 people to give me R5 each to run my political campaign, you deserve to know what your R5 is for. So if I don't tell you I'm using your $5 to pay off a porn star,
or like, lie about it.
Yes. Yeah. So the fact that they used money that was donated and then covered up, they paid out over the course of a year in installments because, you know, this is how it's done. Mm. And so the fact that they did this methodically, month by month by month, and then covered up where the money was going month by month by month, makes this actually a serious thing.
Yeah. And to put it in context, so prosecutors would have to prove not only that the documents in his campaign funding, those documents were falsified to hide this, but if they'd done that, they need to also show intent of violating finance laws. And if they succeed in that, he faces a potential jail term of up to 4 years.
I mean, I don't think there's any universe where that's going to happen.
Yeah, that was my question, actually. Like, is this all smoke and no fire? Is there actually a real chance that he could be incarcerated?
So it's hard to say, but so what some of the analysts were saying yesterday is that this is the first time any serving or former president of the states has been prosecuted in this way. Previously, you know, ouwens doen mos maar goed en dan vir ons dit net die kant toe en ons vind 'n manier om te laat weggaan. The fact that this is being seen through this process already speaks to, you've got to have a very, very strong case that is that has a likelihood of succeeding.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We'll have to see. The interesting thing for me is to watch what this means for 2024. And it might not mean much.
Yeah, from what I understand, this even if he's convicted, doesn't mean he can't run to be president.
Yeah.
There was quite a lot of speculation around people maybe rioting and there being some kind of uprising, like we saw with the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Because he does have a very loyal support base. So there is a fear or a concern that if he were to now be found guilty on any of these charges and be sent to prison, that there would be some kind of insurrection in the States.
Yeah, and I think so that there are fears around the volatility of the situation, of the person, of the people involved. But yeah, an indictment and even a conviction are not grounds to disqualify him from running for president.
He could still do it
and he could still stir people up along those volatile lines.
And the other thing is, this is case one of four. He's also in court soon for what were the other ones? It was inciting a riot on January the 6th.
I think there's a couple tax ones.
There's a big tax case running, and there's also one for deliberately trying to change the results of an election. Who knows how any of those are going to go, but these are four very serious issues all running at the same time. That's just a brief overview of why this whole thing is happening. It's not about what he did and the person who he paid off. It's about the fact that he used money that belonged to his political campaign to pay off things and then didn't tell the people who donated the money what it was for, which in America is a crime. So honestly, I'll be surprised if he doesn't get convicted, but whether or not he's going to serve jail time, all of those sorts of things, that's all up in the air.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.